For more than a month now, anti-police brutality demonstrations have become almost a fixture at Seattle's Westlake Center. They started after a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict a white police officer who shot an unarmed black 18-year-old. But this weekend, Seattle was the site of a couple of marches in support of police officers. Diane Langdon helped organize the pro-police marches here. She told me she got involved because her husband is a deputy with the King County Sheriff's Office.
Felt that it was time now due to all the negativity and a lot of officers dying in the line of duty. I just feel like it's time for us to stand up and to join together and to support our police officers because the morale is really down right now. I think that it's frustrating to just categorize one officer and lump them all into one group. I mean, I think in every profession, there's good and there's bad. And to lump every cop and to hate them and to think that they're all bad, I think is like really hard for a lot of them to swallow because they're not all bad. I mean, there are some that have been a police officer for 20 years and never drawn their gun.
You mentioned that morale is down. Is your husband demoralized?
No, not completely, but I know that it's affected him, and I know that it's hard. You know, when you go to a call, you're second guessing, you're thinking, you know, is this going to be positive or, you know, is everything going to go the way that it's supposed to go? Because it's been very broadcast about any and every, you know, contact with police. Somehow it just turned out to be negative.
I'm talking with Diane Langdon. She's an organizer of recent marches in support of police officers. What kind of reactions did you get to the pro-police rallies this weekend?
If you were going to go on 100%, I'd say at least 85% of it was positive. We got a lot of thumbs up, a lot of thank you, a lot of you guys are so courageous for being out here. Majority of it was positive. We did have a few that weren't, which was fine. I mean, I just thanked them anyway.
So, Diane, you mentioned that you had pretty good, mostly positive response from people, but you did have some negative response. What kind of interactions did you have with those people?
There was a group of about six, I believe they were Ferguson protesters or just Westlake protesters. There was about six of them, and they had approached us and were chanting and yelling. And, you know, it started that way, and it ended up to the point where, you know, we ended up talking civilized. And, you know, I had explained to them, I respect your point, and I respect, you know, your thought, but please respect mine. You know, you're categorizing that all police officers are bad when they're not. And that's a big statement to make. And I'm on the other side saying that they're not all bad. And so in and up that we had, you know, it's a kind of a decent conversation, and they ended up leaving.
Do you feel like you were heard by them?
Yes. Yes. Because it was a pretty good conversation just about, and I think they realized that we're human just like they are. And it impacts our lives as much as it does the kid that got shot. You know, I mean, everybody's lives are affected by this.
You held signs, you and your fellow demonstrators held signs that read "Police Lives Matter." Why did you have those signs?
Because police lives do matter. I think everybody's life matters. But specifically right now, police lives matter because they're getting assassinated in their cars, and they're getting bashed left and right. And their lives matter just like anybody else's does because they're human.
Do you think that the protests that started after the grand jury decision in Ferguson have led people to believe that police lives don't matter?
Yes. Just because they're categorizing one incident, one officer, you know, we weren't there. We don't know exactly, you know, what the thought process was of that officer, but apparently he made a decision. And a lot of times in police lives, they have to make a decision in a split second. And for everybody to go against the police and do a lot of the destructive things that they're doing isn't fair to all officers.
You and I are speaking just as the city of Seattle and a lot of other places around the country are undergoing reforms. A federal judge found that there was extensive overuse of force and racial profiling in Seattle. How do you think Seattle and other communities can address issues of race and law enforcement without demoralizing the police force?
I think it's just education. I think it's more training. I think that, like I said, every situation is different. And the job that the police officers do isn't a job that a lot of people can do or are willing to do. It's a lot of sacrifices, and it's definitely a hard job.
So when you say education, are you talking about education for the officers or for the public or for both?
Both. I think everybody needs to be educated. If just because a police officer contacts you and asks for ID, it doesn't mean that you've done anything bad. It's just, you know, they're questioning for whatever reason. You know, but a lot of people instantly think and get defensive and, you know, feel like it's a bad engagement when it could just be for something completely simple. You know, you never know exactly what the reasoning is, but you know, I think people just need to kind of follow through with that and, you know, just do what they're asking you to do within reason.
Diane Langdon is one of the organizers of marches in support of police officers. In part, these marches are a response to ongoing demonstrations against police brutality. More pro-police rallies are scheduled for the upcoming weekends.